like a bear, right? Maybe one is a little more attractive than the other when you're trying to communicate that maybe you're into somebody or something like that. Well, anyway, these are the kinds of things we'll get to talk about on upcoming editions of Bear Soup. So that was fun to do tonight. We're going to go back out to the telephone lines here on the John McMullen Show. And we still, you know, I haven't even brought up tonight's topic for this hour for your soapbox. I'll get to that here in a second. But first, I want to say hi to Ed, who's been holding so patiently. He is in Santa Clarita, California. Hi.
Hi, that's Magic Mountain, you know, up here north of L.A.
Oh, you're so down, why don't they just call it Magic Mountain, California?
I'm in the 661, and you're in the 818, or are you in the 323?
We're in the 323, buddy.
I thought so, the Miracle Isle.
Yeah. But the Miracle Isle, is that what they call it? I call it the Tranny Prostitute Lane.
No. That's Holly, that's Sunset, that's Santa Monica and Highland. There's all.
That's where we are.
Yeah.
That's exactly
that's
where we are. Yeah.
Is there a drag queen on the corner screaming, "Fuck me, girlfriend"?
No, there's one down there ordering a deep fried taco right now.
At Benito's Taco Shop.
Yeah.
We never close. Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately. I just wish they would wear more clothes.
You have to be kinder to the transgender community.
I am very kind to the transgender community.
I know.
But when they try and stab somebody outside my back office door, you know, I just talk. Anybody getting stabbed outside your back door is a problem.
Oh, you're in the community center. That's where you are, right?
That's right. We are at the Village at Ed Gould Plaza, and we invite people to come and hang out with us live during the show Tuesday through Friday nights. So, my friend, tell me, what up?
Oh, hey, I'm going to Fiesta in Tucson next weekend. Be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Cool.
Got a few of my bear friends have canceled. Paul Brown, that does the pie ceremony at the cyberamish.com, the Order of the Cyber Amish, he is canceled because of a hot date back east. So I guess we'll have to administer pie on Sunday night at the Broadway Diner around the corner from the Clarion Randolph Park there at the...
I don't understand. Can you tell me about this pie thing?
Oh, well, all the bears Sunday night, after they're all worn out from, like, the nude hike in Tongariro or something, they hold candles and have a druid-like ceremony where they walk from the Clarion Hotel, it's the Run Hotel, around down to Alverdon to Broadway, to the Broadway Diner, and they fill the place up, you know, 100-some bears, and they all order a piece of pie. So it's the pie ceremony. It's gone on at Fiesta the past 5 years. It has a website, cyberamish.com, because the eating of pie at Fiesta de los Osos is what the Cyber Amish order is about.
Oh. I hope that there's no people with diabetes.
Well, you ordered a sugar-free pie.
Oh, really? Okay. Course. Why didn't I think of that? Yeah. You know why I didn't think about it? Because today I sat my diabetic ass down at the Baker's Square, and I actually had a piece of caramel apple pie a la mode.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, which is probably why I'm dragging my ass tonight.
Uh-oh. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, I won't be there with y'all, but maybe next year, you know. I mean, I could hardly believe it when I found out that Tucson, Arizona has a bear event.
Oh, it's just, well, they limit it to 300 people.
Yeah,
so
I know. We had those guys on earlier tonight, and it was really fun to hear about, and now I want to go next year.
Well, sign up early, because it fills up, you know, like 2 or 3 months before.
Oh, okay. I will do that.
Assuming
is there a Magic Mountain bear event?
No. The you should know. You're here.
I just moved here from New York, dude. Give me a break.
Okay, here, the Los Angeles bear event is called Bearquake. It's not an earthquake. It's a bearquake.
Okay. Is it because one fell over and the earth moved?
God, I'll tell you. Are you? How much do you weigh?
Enough to probably cause an earthquake.
Okay, there you go.
I'm like 285.
Maybe we should send you to EBMC instead, the Girth and Mirth Crowd.
The EBMC. Oh, you mean the European Big Men's Convergence?
Yeah, that's a great run. You'd really like that.
I know it is, because the guy who puts them all together is a very, very dear friend of mine.
Philippe. You know Philippe.
Philippe Gignon.
Is that how it's pronounced? Gignon?
Gignon.
I always read it Gagnon, but it's Gignon, huh?
Gignon. And his beautiful man about the house, his partner, Mooney.
Mooney.
Yeah.
Philippe and Mooney.
Philippe and Mooney.
We bring on the chasers. We bring on the
And you know that Philippe used to be a big punk rock star in Europe.
What year was that?
Oh, it was back in the 80s, I think. In fact, they're still doing some stuff together again now. Well,
wow.
Well, you stay tuned, because I'll talk to Charlie Dyer about that on Friday night in the Culture Corner, because he has some of their records, and we'll have some fun talking about that. But yes, the European Big Men's Convergence is a fabulous event, and this year they did it, or this just this past fall, they did it in Rhodes, Greece, and it was
Rhodes, yeah,
yeah,
the
it
Greek
was
islands.
It was a
the
beautiful
Colossus
place.
Of Rhodes.
Yeah, and it's back in I think this next year in Belgium.
I think they're going to stick with Brussels from now on. from what I hear, because of the attendance wasn't that great in Rhodes, about 150, because. Hard for Americans to get there.
Yeah, know? It is difficult to get over there, but it's always a great event, because they take over an entire hotel, they take over entire like water parks, and have their own nights and stuff like that. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, anything that Philippe Gignon is doing, it's got to be fabulous. We go stay at his house when we travel over to Europe, and I'll tell you, it's just like a bathhouse with bad cheese. Thank you very much for your call, and we're going to continue with more of the John McMullen Show. Tonight, I did throw out, if you went to the johnmcmullen.com website, you'd already know this. That's the place where you get the inside scoop on what's happening. I know it's still under construction, but I still...